Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Talpro Automotive Components Limited Q3 and 9 months FY26 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Anuj Talwar, Managing Director. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you so much. Very good afternoon, everybody. A very warm welcome to our quarter three earnings call. On the call, I am joined by Mr. Naveen Juneja, our Director, our Group CFO, as well as SGA, our investor relations advisors from Mumbai. The results and the presentation are uploaded on the stock exchange and the company website. I hope everyone has had a chance to look at it. Coming to the industry overview, India's automobile industry delivered a strong performance in Q3 FY26, with a total sales rising to 9.2 million units, reflecting a growth of about 19%. The expansion was broad-based across all major vehicle segments and is characterized by consumption-led recovery, driven by festive demand, favorable macroeconomic conditions, and supportive policy measures, including GST, rate cuts, and improved affordability at entry-level passenger vehicles, two-wheelers, etc. The commercial vehicle segment registered a robust 21% growth year-over-year, driven by improved economic activity and stronger goods movement. Demand remained healthy across categories, with particularly strong growth in medium commercial vehicles, while light commercial vehicles and heavy commercial vehicles also reported steady expansion. The two-wheeler segment recorded sales of 7.1 million units, growing at 18.2% YOY. The quarter saw a strong and a sustained revival in the volume of two-wheelers. The revival was driven by improving rural sentiment, stable fuel prices, and great festive demand, along with GST Reform Act. The passenger vehicle segment also delivered a strong performance, with total sales reaching 1.5 million units, up 19.2% growth year-over-year. Growth was led by sustained demand for utility vehicles and SUVs, supported by changing consumer preference and premiumization trends. The quarter also saw a revival in the entry-level small car demand, aided by improved affordability and rate cuts in the GST. EVs in India showed a robust growth in quarter three FY26, with a growth of 20%, with a year-on-year increase in volumes across electric cars and two-wheelers. Charging infrastructure expansion, favorable policy support, and localization initiatives have led to growth in this segment. Now, coming to the company's performance, I'm pleased to share that Talpro Automotive Components Limited has delivered another quarter of strong performance in Q3 FY26. Our consolidated revenue grew by 8% to 220 crores, driven by improved demand momentum following the recent GST reforms that have strengthened the consumer sentiment. We are seeing this momentum to be even stronger in quarter four and expect a higher growth in quarter four. I'd also like to add that we must see our divisions in different divisions. Some divisions are export-oriented, which had a low growth. Some are purely towards passenger vehicles, which has growth as high as 25%, and some businesses that relate to the engine business at 12%. So that's something else we will clarify in the call going forward in the Q&A. So you do see a growth of only 8% for the quarter, but division-wise, because some are joint ventures, there is a higher growth. However, our EBITDA stood at 39.8 crores, translating into a margin of 18%, one of our better performances till date, which is also one of the high numbers in the industry. The margin expansion is due to our operational efficiencies, disciplined cost management, and a sharp product mix strategy. Across all our businesses, the performance was encouraging. The gaskets and HE division, which remains our largest contributor, delivered a double-digit growth. Our joint ventures, Rally Dalbros Chassis Systems Limited and Dalbros Marugo, reported numbers growing at 25% quarter over quarter. Again, led by deeper OEM penetration for our products. The forging division definitely had a slow quarter, which is again temporarily, I repeat, impacted by export-related factors in the European market, which has shown is showing signs of recovery, and we're hoping for a better quarter four in forging. We'll be happy to answer this separately in the Q&A. Exports continue to be a key driver of our growth strategy. Over the 9-month period, contribution exports came at 25%. Our export portfolio is well diversified within UK and Europe, accounting for nearly 80% of the exports. The recently signed India and the EU free trade agreement opens up opportunities for the autocom industry, not with exports, but also technology collaboration and investment-led growth. This positions India as a trusted manufacturing and a sourcing partner for European OEMs at a time when global supply chains are undergoing realignment. Dalbros is well placed to capitalize on this shift, leveraging our strong engineering capabilities, cost competitiveness, proven execution strength to deepen our role in global automotive ecosystems. We are now moving from a phase of order acquisitions to execution, where we'll be having higher growth numbers in the near future. This means ensuring that every order we have secured, whether in gasket, forgings, chassis or EV components, is delivered on time, at scale and with the quality which benchmarks global standards. At the same time, we continue to secure new business opportunities, expanding our footprint in exports as well as EVs. We secured new orders worth 1,000 crores to be executed over the next 5 years. Of these, nearly 700 are export orders, including large orders from very large OEMs. And about 100 crores of these orders are for electric vehicle cars. These wins provide strong visibility and align us with industry transition towards electrification. The commercialization of these products should begin in the year 2027. Looking ahead, we are investing in capacity expansion to support this growth, with utilization levels already high across divisions, approximately around 80-85%. We are looking to have a planned capex of about 165 crores for the year 27, funded through internal accruals and borrowings. This will ensure that we are already ready to deliver our execute our orders. We at Dalbros continue to maintain our hedge strategy, supplying to many, many segments, exports, the Indian market, EV, non-EV, and across all platforms. Now I request Naveen Juneja to update you on the financial performance.
Thank you, Anuj. Good afternoon and a warm welcome to all the participants. Let me begin with the financial overview. Total revenue from operations for Q3 of FY26 stood at 220 crores as against 204 crores in Q3 of FY25. And for 9 months of FY26, it stood at 648 crores as against 634 crores in 9 months of FY25. EBITDA for Q3 of FY26 stood at 40 crores as against 36 crores. For 9 months, 26, it stood at 110 crores as against 108 crores. EBITDA margin for Q3 of FY26 stood at 18%, up by 60 basis points, among the highest margins in the industry. And for 9 months of FY26, it stood at 17%. PAT for Q3 of FY26 stood at 27 crores as against 24 crores in Q3 of FY25, and for 9 months FY26 it stood at 73 crores as compared to 68 crores in the same period last year, a growth of 7%. Now coming to the division-wise performance, in the gasket division, in Q3 of FY26, sales for the gasket division stood at 153 crores as against 137 crores in Q3 of FY25, which was up by 12% in the quarter. And for 9 months of FY26, our gasket sales saw a growth of 4%, which stood at 431 crore as against 414 crore in 9 months of FY25. EBITDA for Q3 of FY26 was at 28 crores, which was up by 21% in the quarter, and for 9 months of FY26, this segment saw EBITDA of 74 crores, which was up by 6% on YOY basis. Now coming to the holding division, revenue in Q3 of FY26 was 68 crores as against 60 flat growth in Q3 of FY25 due to sluggish demand in exports, specifically JLR, which was not, there were again no orders of JLR in the month of October until mid-November. That has affected our growth in this quarter. And for 9 months of FY26, revenue was 219 crores as against 221 crore in FY25. EBITDA stood at 12 crores in Q3 of FY26 as against 13 crore of FY25. EBITDA for 9 months of FY26 stood at 38 crores as compared to 39 crores for the same period last year. Now coming to Marelli Talbot Chassis Systems. Revenue for Q3 of FY26 stood at 90 crore as against 72 crores, a growth of 25%, and for 9 months FY26 at 243 crores versus 209 crores, registering a growth of 16% on YOY basis. EBITDA for Q3 of FY26 stood at 16 crore, a growth of 35% on a YOY basis, and for 9 months FY26 it stood at 44 crores as against 32 crores, a growth of 36% on YOY basis. Now coming to the last joint venture of Talbot Margo Rubber Private Limited, revenue for our this TMR business in Q3 of FY26 was 39 crores as against 32 crores, a growth of 25% on YOY basis, and it stood at 105 crores in 9 months of FY26 as against 96 crores, a growth of 9%. EBITDA of this division stood at 5.6 crores in Q3 of FY26, which was up by 48% on YOY basis, and for 9 months of FY26, it was at 13 crore, which is up by 9% on YOY basis. Now, this is all from our side, and I would now like to open the floor to the question and answer. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We'll take our first question from the line of Shika Mehta from Time and Tide Advisors. Please go ahead.
So, sir, am I audible?
Yeah, audible. Yes. You are audible.
Okay, sir. Congratulations on a decent set of numbers. I just had a few questions. I wanted to understand the numbers better. So can you help me understand in the gaskets division how much comes from exports and same for forgings?
Okay. I will just give you the numbers. In the gasket, 15% come from export. Okay?
Yes.
In the 15%. And in the forging, my export percentage is around 55% is export.
55%. So is it the right way to understand that because a large portion comes from exports and forging, that's why we've seen a slightly damper quarter for Q3, and you know, maybe going forward for the next quarter and Q1 of FY27, we might see much better performance as exports start easing out?
Yeah, I'll just give you more clarity on the forging. Forging is 56%, and this is a direct export. And we have indirect export of BMW and other European car manufacturers, which is extent of 30%. So 85 to 90% is export this business, directly and indirectly. So what happened, little bit, there is a tapering of demand in the BMW business in this year. Plus JLR, which are directly exporting from here, got impacted due to that problem of they have a problem, so it got impacted. And for 3 months, for possibly more than 2.5 months, there were no sale on our products. Now that problem has been resolved. Now it is back online. Plus, the business of other business, OEM business like GK and Dana, which were also lying a little low. Dana was doing some restructuring while they were happening in that front. The company was sold to someone. So that has all been over. Now we are back in track. So in this last quarter, then to March quarter, you can see a better number as compared to this quarter. And from next year, the growth should be decent one, definitely.
Got it, sir. Sir, another thing I wanted to understand is, of course, the auto market currently on the CV side, two-wheeler side, and on the PV side has been firing with growth of 18 to 20%. In each segment, of course, we have been hit because of the reasons mentioned above. But do you think for, say, the next year, we could grow at the industry rate or slightly better than the industry, or is that something that might not happen for us?
I just want to answer your question, which I did in my opening speech also. If you look at the domestic passenger car segment, which grew on very handily, our two joint ventures, Marelli Dalros and Talbot Marugo, which are only playing today predominantly in the Indian car segment, have grown by 25%. So we already got the growth there. You did not see that growth in forging because we are export oriented, and in gaskets and pieces a little bit muted because that's more towards heavy duty, more towards light commercial vehicles, also there is an export to Jaguar Land Rover. So we are growing as per industry, but we being not a 100% domestic business, you don't see that number till you don't decipher it division-wise.
Right, sir. So I was just trying to understand that going forward, you know, with the FTA and, of course, the tariff reduction from USA, maybe if, you know, our exports also are slightly more normalized, then can we see industry-level growth overall in our numbers?
I think you are absolutely right. We have got very good traction happening with the European customers. And in fact, we have recently received an order of 500 crore in the forging division from Europe. So it's a big number. We are doing capacities for that, and the commercial production will start in the last quarter of the calendar year. So this is a big number. We are doing that. Plus the other business of Marelli, which was slanted business, which was delayed because of the various issues of design, testing, etc. The production of which also will start from April onward. It's a more than 120 crore, 130 crore per annum business. So we are seeing big numbers here.
Okay, sir. And lastly, could you also explain a bit on the EBITDA margin? We saw very decent expansion in our margins. A, what was that due to? And B, I think we've maintained 17 to 18% guidance going forward. So, you know, maybe slightly on a longer term basis, could this improve further by, say, 200 bits over the next 3 to 5 years? Or, no, this is
I wish it should be 20%, but we need to correct. There's a lot of stuff we are controlling, product mix, that is a part of operations. It will keep on doing that. But going forward for next 1 year, I will say it should be between 17 to 17.5 somewhere. It can be six, if one quarter, if it comes down to 16.8, please don't worry. It will come back again. Because some prices increases happen, like currency has gone haywire. We import a lot of stuff. So the price correction will happen in future quarter. And similarly, if metal prices came down in 14 division, we didn't pass that prices. But in the last quarter, we have to pass on. We hold it for one quarter. We can't hold it. Plus the export of Europe, export Euro, etc. was reset again. So it keeps on going up and down. So, but in the longer, next year we can say it's approximately 16.8 to 17.5 is my number.
Got it, sir. And so a few other OEMs and auto ancillaries like us have been talking about localization of parts. Are we seeing that trend too? And are there certain products that we are looking to launch that are new or that, you know, are import substitutions going forward?
We are working on that. In fact, we have given to the OEM some of the products which are at a lower import substitution at a cheaper cost. They are in the process of testing, but they are also in the, that is primarily, my import happens only gasket and nowhere else. So they are little bit, because testing is a long process there, again, engine testing, etc. Of course, we have given to our two to three customers the product. They are in the process of testing. Whenever they approve, we will give them the alternative local material. But anyway, we are not bothered about that because whenever there is a price increase or the exchange increase, they compensate us. But it's a matter of time. Sometimes in 6 months, sometimes 9 months. That is all. Full compensation we get.
Okay, sir. And sir, lastly, are we doing any R&D or looking to enter in the non-auto segment? I know we've spoken about something a few years ago. Are we seeing, you know, anything on the non-auto segment currently?
Recently entered in with the recycling business, as you know that.
Right.
It's again indirectly linked with auto. But the consumption is where in both basically tire companies, rubber manufacturing, compound companies, etc., wherever it is in all segments, be it industrial, be it this home consumer, like everywhere the rubber is being used. So we have entered that, and at present we are focusing on this sector only.
Got it. And so my last question for today, we spoke about CAPEX that we need to do, you know, to be ready for the next cycle of growth. I think we said that it would be around 155 crores FY27. So, A, when would these lines come up by, and are we currently prepared to, you know, deliver to the robust demand that is currently present across the auto domestic sector?
Yeah, of course we are already ready for that. The process has been started because this CAPEX will happen from 1st January till 31st March or 27th. This is 15 months CAPEX. In fact, the major CAPEX is in the forging business. We need to get ready for our new order. And this is the first one which will happen very, very fast. And second is the Bareilly CAPEX of 53 crores. This is primarily for enhancing the capacity of the existing plants. Plus, we are planning to set up a new facility in Gujarat for this company to cater, because we are getting orders, new order we are getting from the customers who are based in Gujarat. So this facility we are planning to set up by the year end, next year end, or maybe 3 months later than that, 27-28. So we are planning for that. This is a major capacity for that.
All right, sir. Thank you so much. I'll come back in the queue.
Thank you. We'll take our next question from the line of Preet from InCred AMC. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you for the opportunity, sir. Sir, I have a couple of questions. First would be on the line of gasket business. We have guided around, we would be doing by FY27, 700 crores of business. We have around, in first 9 months, we have done around 430 crores of business from this division. So we are expecting 270 crores of more business in next 15 months. How would we be able to achieve this? And also, apart from this, we have received some more order of 100 crore in basket business. When that will be flowing in our financials, if you could give some brief.
Into the gasket business, we have done in the 9 months business of 430 crores. Okay? If we add another 160 crore, it should be around 590 to 600, between 590 to 600 for the year end. And next year it can be 700. We can achieve this number because there are new businesses of Kia Heat Shield will start from this month. Next full year is there with us. Plus new businesses we have entered, export businesses, which will be converted into commercialization next year. And we are very hopeful to achieve that 700 number. That's no issue. Yeah.
And the 100 crores of business which we have got from the 1,000, we have mentioned we have got 1,000 crores of order, in which we have 100 crores of order for this gasket business, 250 crores of order in this gasket business. When will this flow in the financials?
Sir, first of all, I tell you, this 254 in the gasket and heat shield business is for a period of 5 years. Okay? Suppose it means average 50 crore per annum business, this is a new business. It will not start from day one. The development process will start, sample will go, etc. And the process, some business will start from July, some will start from October, some will start from January, and 20% will start from 27. So in the first year you can't get 100%, partly, 5 months business, 6 months business, 3 months business, it will come into full force in 27, 28. So it is like that. This order receipt, execution of the order, start of production sometimes is 80%, I think 70% orders will be commercialized in next financial year. Commercialization will be in phases. It will not happen for possible, every thing will go up. It will go in phases. And some 30% order will be commercialized in 27, 28. It's like that. And some order which has been commercialized in this year, it may be for 3 months, 4 months, 5 months, it will be for a full year next year. It works like that.
Got it. Thank you for the clarity, sir. My next question, you have mentioned we have been guiding of around 1100 crores of revenue in 2027, and we are assuming around 2000 crores of order over the 5 years, and full order flow will be from 27-28. So that means 200 crores of business would be adding 28. So is it safe, reasonable to assume that by 2028 we would be doing around 1400 crores of top line?
1400 crore of top line in
2028. Well, you talk about
only
gasket and forging.
Yeah, gasket and forging.
For the only two companies handled.
Yeah, sir. Or is it fair to assume we will be doing 2000 crores of top line at the company level?
On the combined basis, definitely yes.
Yeah.
Easily.
And what kind of margin?
I just mentioned, margin will be 16. Next year, margin will be 16.8 to 17.5 in between somewhere.
So, are we facing any headwinds due to commodity cost?
Commodity cost, we are not doing any hedging. We are not doing anything.
Okay.
Commodity prices are okay here. Steel is okay. We have major commodity is steel. CRC sheets, etc. We are not using other metals. They are quite little. Not much.
Preet, does that answer your question? You're through?
Yeah. I'll join back in the queue. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We'll take our next question from the line of Neil from Equity Capital. Please go ahead.
Am I audible, sir?
Yes, Neil, please go ahead.
First of all, sir, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I had a few questions. First was, sir, other income has seen a meaningful increase in Q3 on a YOY basis. So I wanted to understand from you whether this level is sustainable going forward or largely non-recurring in nature.
No, it's 80% is fixed. It will come. But balance is like 80% is sustainable, definitely 80-85% sustainable. Balance depends on the restatement of the foreign currency. Sometimes it's up, sometimes it's down. As per India, we need to restate our export and the import. So that is up and down. Balance is fixed.
Okay. Secondly, sir, as you can see, ICE engines penetration are gradually declining in passenger vehicles over the next decade. So want to understand if there's any structural demand trajectory for cylinder head or exhaust gaskets.
No. Sorry, it's not declining.
There's no decline in ICE engines for trucks and heavy duty.
I agree.
Okay. No, so, but then, as the demand would be slowing down, do you see any change in strategy of the company in terms of gaskets or heat shields?
No, heat shield, we are growing like crazy in heat shield.
If you look at it, we set up other companies like forging, chassis, rubber. So where the gaskets is now about 52% of the turnover, and let's say 5% today, obviously the growth will come from the chassis division or the forging division and the rubber division. Automatically the engine business will come down to, let's say, 40%-42%.
But it will grow.
But it is going to grow still.
It's still growing. In the last quarter, it grew by 12%. This quarter, again, it will grow.
Okay. Sure. Sir, to follow up on that, so over the next 5 years, if I can get an understanding, among all the product categories, which vertical do you believe that it will structurally outgrow the others?
I think.
Chassis, rubber.
Forging.
Forging.
And heat shield.
And heat shield from the gaskets division.
Okay.
But chassis.
Is there a particular category you are quite hawkish on, or are all four categories growing simultaneously?
It looks very strong next few quarters. So the domestic car business is very, very strong. So that's certain that the chassis business will do very well. And exports will pick up for sure. As we just announced, orders worth 700 crores from exports out of 1,000 crores. So we are very strong in the export segment as well. So we've given a guidance that we want to touch export of 35%.
Which export will we
try to achieve?
Okay. So one last question. Labor law change had an impact on a lot of companies this quarter. And I guess you have mentioned in the results that the impact was quite negligible. However, if you can provide us an account amount, how much would that be?
Yeah, it was, I think, yeah, we did an actuarial valuation for the employees of the company. Whatever the liability we have provided in the books, my liability comes less than that even. We have a cushion in that also.
Okay. But is there a ballpark figure you could share with us?
It was around, we provided a liability of 2 crores. It was 1.60 crores.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, sir. I'll get in.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone now. We'll take our next question from the line of Preet from InCred AMC. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the follow-up opportunity. Sir, just wanted to understand qualitatively that for this 1,000 crores of CapEx, we have mentioned that 1,000 crores of order, we have mentioned that we have to be doing around 155 crores of CapEx. So just wanted to understand, like already we have once it has happened with us regarding the cancellation of the order or postponement of the order. So how are we secure from this if we do this CapEx and orders do not go through because of any other reasons?
1,000 crore means 200 crore per annum, okay? Approximately.
Yeah.
So for that, we are doing this CapEx.
Yeah.
Because of what CapEx we are doing, whatever the businesses we are looking next year in our, we need to start the production, etc., etc., we are doing CapEx of this for that. I just explained the major is forging, for which we got 100 crore per annum order. We are doing a CapEx, which includes machine, plant and machinery, also a little bit CapEx on building. And for the balance infrastructure like power, etc., we need to set up some stuff. We are doing CapEx for that. Out of 85 crore CapEx, 50 crore is in the machine, balance is in other stuff. And which will take care of our 100 crore order, plus we have got the present capacity because this requires heavy presses for these parts which we are going to manufacture. We are buying another new press of 2500 for that, plus VMC and CNC machines required, plus allied capex to that. Plus we have a capacity to our existing machines also, which are from running from 700 to 2500. We have capacity lying some idle, which we utilize for the other businesses. In that, for the Marelli capex, second is major in Marelli capex. I just explained. Little bit capex we will do for new businesses we are getting. Plus major capex will be there for setting up a facility in Gujarat, because we are securing some order from the customers who are based in Gujarat and want us to be there just to provide them the support of just-in-time delivery. So we have, these are the major capexes which will take care for next year. I am talking about this capex is for next 1.5 to 2 years only.
155 crores over the period of 2 years.
No, this capex we said to look up, to take care of my sales for the next year and for 25, 26, 27 and partly for 27, 28.
We are going to do this capex in the year FY 27 or now?
No, we already started and it will be over by the December of this calendar year. 90% will be over by then.
And we have guided around 70 crores of capex in FY27 for the rest of business. So that 70 crores stays intact and it is different from this 150 crores, right?
No, this figure of 150 crores include everything.
Okay, this includes everything.
Yeah, this is a new number. Okay.
And we are going to take a debt for this?
For the forging and the standalone business required a capex of around 115 crores. So we don't have a cash flow, with immediate cash flow for that. Little bit debt will take to take care of the short term requirement.
Okay, and what would...
25-30 crore only, but that's all.
25-30 crore.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone now. We'll take our next question from the line of Ravi Shah from DRS Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, please go ahead.
Yeah. So basically, first of all, congrats on a good set of numbers for the gaskets and JV business. My first question would be, sir, on the standalone business. So revenue growth there has been relatively muted compared to some of the peers in the industry. So what are the factors which are contributing to the slow sluggishness in the standalone business? So is it the environment, or is it the customer concentration, or is it the product mix? Just wanted some clarity there.
Sir, regarding the standalone business, my gasket business primarily cater to the heavy commercial vehicles, LCV, MCV, and agri off-roader. Okay. So, of course, the sale of agri will be, we are gone up by 12% overall. If we break that, my sale of agri commercial vehicle has gone much higher. And my two-wheeler, we have to see where we are catering. I am catering to Cummins, and then to Tata Motors, and then to Volvo. These are the three major players in the CV industry. I am not catering to Ashok Leyland. If you see the growth of these three, we are in par in this segment. And plus, in agri, we are John Deere, we are there in a major way. So, and Sonalika and Escorts. So my growth is also 15-18% in that segment. But my growth is little flattish in the export segment in this because of the, we are primarily exporting aftermarket business to US. That has little bit impacted to the extent of 6-7 crores in this quarter. But now the order, we are back on track and we can see a decent growth. On the two-wheeler segment, please, I am only in Bajaj and Hero Motor. Bajaj, I am 100%, which is margining over 6-7%, and Hero Motor, I am 30%. I am not there in TVS and Royal Enfield, etc., which they have grown much higher. So we have to see where we are. And the heat shield go in Maruti and Hyundai. We have grown there the way they have grown. We are single source. But if you see the other joint ventures, so they are in Maruti and Tata Motor. So they have grown the way they have grown.
Understood, sir. Thank you for such a detailed answer. This helps a lot. Sir, I'll just move on to the next question. So how do you see the demand trends across gaskets, forgings, and other divisions? So are we receiving more client interest, like, for the next 2-3 quarters? How are you looking at this panning out?
No, plus they were lying inventory also at their, sorry, I want to add one more thing. They were inventory also lying at the customer end, which are normally depleted. Now we are getting this quarter, we can see better growth as compared to last quarter is here. Definitely better. Because 1.5 months has gone, we know where we are.
Got it. So this applies to gaskets forging the segment as well for the investor?
Pardon me?
So how is the demand over here, sir, in the gaskets and forging segment? How are we looking at it?
This quarter, I am expecting a whatever, just a minute, I'll do some number. I am expecting a growth of around, in this quarter, in gasket business, I am expecting a growth of 15% as compared to last year, in Q4 versus Q4, if I talk about. In forging business, I am expecting a growth of 5% because it starts moving now. It was flattish or negative. In Margo business, I am expecting again a 20% plus growth in this business. And in Marelli, also 20% growth in this business. This is the last quarter. What I expect as compared to last year.
Strong quarter four, as he's saying to you. Strong demand.
Strong demand. Okay, thank you so much, sir. And sir, this will connect to my last question would be, what will, given our current order book size and the industry outlook, what is the revenue growth or guidance by targeting for FY26 and FY27?
Sir, I'm targeting double-digit revenue growth definitely for next financial year, but I can't give you a exact number because process of preparation, our sale budget, etc. So in the May, when we'll come out with the audited result, we'll give you guidance for that.
Thank you so much, sir. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand over the call to management for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you all for participating in the call. As mentioned to you, India is looking good, auto industry is looking even better, and I think our Q4 will be stronger than Q3. Exports will also pick up in a big way. Thank you.
Thank you, members of the management team. On behalf of Talpro's Automotive Components Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.